The History of English Poetry by Peter Whitfield, read by Derek Jacobi.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Foundations.
If I read a book and it makes my whole body so cold no fire can ever warm me, I know that is poetry. If I feel physically as if the top of my head were taken off, I know that is poetry. These are the only ways I know it.
These startling words from Emily Dickinson go to the heart of the problem of explaining what poetry is. We all recognize it when we read it, but defining it is almost impossible. We can describe the poetry of individual poets, their themes and their language, and the context in which they were writing. But what is it that links the poetry written over the centuries into a single art form? What is it that links the utterly different works of Chaucer, Shakespeare, Milton, Pope, Wordsworth, Tennyson, Hopkins, Emily Dickinson herself, T.S. Eliot and Sylvia Plath into a single intellectual endeavour comprising English poetry? Critics and scholars have wrestled with this problem for centuries without ever being able to find an objective definition. Perhaps this is the essence of any art form, that it is always changing, always fluid, open, finding new things to say and new ways.